My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. My name is Carrington Harrison. Rob Brenton is here producing this thing, taking you up until 6 o'clock. We'll get back to the Royals coming up in a bit, but I want to tell you guys that as I was watching the NFL yesterday, there was something that became very apparent to me. Now, there is this line in The Wire that Marlo says about Junebug and says the Junebug is a dead man walking. He's just walking around not knowing it. As I was watching the NFL yesterday, there were three coaches that got fired yesterday. They just haven't made the announcement. Let's start in Philadelphia. Oh, Philadelphia, Nick Sirianni, yes, you are going to be fired at the end of the season of being the Philadelphia Eagles coach. You just don't know it yet.
It looked like you were interacting with some fans at the end of the game. What was going on there?
No, just excited to get to win.
Were fans yelling things at you from the...
Just excited to get to win.
Haven't we already had this conversation before? Because it wasn't that long ago, I remember Nick Sirianni was leaving Arrowhead and he was yelling at fans, and then the Eagles season fell apart soon after that. And I remember the big story that the owner kind of came to him and said, let's tone it down a little bit. The thing that makes this so ridiculous regarding Nick Sirianni, this was not a road game. This was a home game, and he is yelling at the fans behind the home bench. Now, at one point in the game, the fans were screaming, fire Nick Sirianni. So you're telling me that right now you don't have the approval of the fan base. Your quarterback looks like he has regressed over the course of the last 18 months or so. And I think the rest of us are starting to ask the question, well, what exactly do you do here? Because you don't call the plays on offense for the team. You don't call the plays on defense for the team. And it doesn't look like you get along with the coach or the fan base. I mean, how much longer do you think that you're going to be the head coach of the team? I believe the Eagles are looking for a reason to get rid of Nick Sirianni. And trust me, they're going to find it at the end of the season. Whenever Nick Sirianni gets fired, I want you to refer back to this conversation as this being the beginning of the end. The Eagles were coming off a bye week. They were coming off a bye. This is when you get healthy. You got A.J. Brown back. You got a healthy Jalen Hurts. You got Saquon Barkley. This is when you're supposed to crush the Cleveland Browns, who have not scored. And all they didn't score an offensive touchdown on Sunday. They have scored one time in their last 29 drives. This is when, if you're a legitimate Super Bowl contender, this is when you go to work. You want to know who would have smoked Cleveland on Sunday? Baltimore would have smoked them. Buffalo would have smoked them. San Francisco, Kansas City, Detroit, the teams that we actually think are good. Philadelphia walks around like they are one of those teams, but we all know the answer. You are not, and it's because your head coach, well, I didn't say it, but Damian Woody thinks he's a clown.
Bro, that was clown behavior. He looked like Nick Sirianni, looked like an absolute clown doing all of that. I mean, the fact that you're going to sit up there and argue with people who spend their hard-earned money to come watch you play. If you don't put out a good performance, guess what? They have every right to boo you. And you need to take that because that's part of your job as a head coach. You can't have it one way or the other. Like, it's an all-encompassing job. And for you to sit there and then have your kids in the postgame to kind of deflect from, you know, reporters trying to come after you, it's lame, it's weak, he's a clown. It just looks ridiculous. Oh, by the way, you barely beat the Cleveland Browns at home. So don't give me any of that.
Yeah, no.
Bro, that was clown behavior.
You want to know what Bill Belichick would never do? That. He would never turn around to the home bench at a Patriots game and start arguing with Patriots fan. You want to know what Andy Reid would never do? What Kyle Shanahan would never do? Guys who have accomplished things in this league, guys who have won championships, guys who have been to Super Bowls, guys who have done it at the absolute highest level. Pete Carroll would have never done anything like this. But of course, if I had told you at the beginning of the week, hey, there's going to be an NFL coach. His team is going to win, mind you, and he is going to spend the end of the game not celebrating with his team, but arguing with the home fans. Who do you guys think it is? And the number one answer on the board, Family Feud style, fast money round, it would have been the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. So I am telling you that the Eagles have fired their head coach. He just doesn't know it yet. He is not going to be the head coach of the Eagles at the end of the season. I told you guys this at the beginning of the year. Nick Sirianni has offensive coordinator at a Power 5 university written all over his resume for next year. That's what he has. He has offensive coordinator at Boston College written all over his resume. It is not going to last too much longer in Philadelphia, especially with the way that Jalen Hurts is playing. He has regressed as a player, and they are going to blame the coach for that, the coach that he doesn't get along with. All right, he is not the only coach that I think got fired this weekend and doesn't know it. Jerry Jones is looking for a reason to replace Mike McCarthy with Bill Belichick. Looking for a reason. You can't give it to him. The last four Cowboys games at the crib, they have been getting smoked. They got smoked in the playoff game. They've played three home games so far this season. They have lost all three of those games. They got embarrassed by Detroit on Sunday. And let me ask you this, if you're a Cowboys fan, because I imagine some of you are Cowboys fans. This is my question. I mean, you can't beat San Francisco. That's not an opinion. That's a fact. You can't beat San Francisco. You just got smoked by Detroit. You lost a home playoff game to Green Bay. I mean, who can you beat? Those are all the good teams in the NFC. Who do you think you can beat? Cowboys fans, who do you think that your coach, who do you think that your team is better than right now in the NFC? Are they better than Chicago? Are they better than the Commanders? Are they better than Minnesota? I mean, right now the Cowboys are maybe the seventh or eighth best team in the NFC. You've been able to justify keeping Mike McCarthy because you've been winning. When you're winning double-digit games every year and you feel like you're right there, you know what? You can justify keeping your job for a little bit. Let this Cowboys team miss the postseason, or let this Cowboys team have another disappointing exit in the postseason, and it looks like they are priming that disappointing exit up. I'm telling you right now, Jerry Jones, you are replacing Mike McCarthy, and Bill Belichick will move to the top of that list. Mike McCarthy has been fired. He just doesn't know it yet. Yesterday was the beginning of the end. I've never seen the Cowboys, at least not under McCarthy. They have not been outclassed like that, not with healthy Dak Prescott. They got beat like that last year. Remember they played the Eagles on Sunday Night Football and Cooper Rush was the starting quarterback. There was that two-week stretch where people were arguing that Cooper Rush should be their starting quarterback. That was a silly time in NFL conversations. They got blown out in that game. Since then, the Cowboys, we can get our jokes off about the Cowboys. They have been competitive for the most part. They were not competitive yesterday. I'm telling you, it was belt to behind for a full 60 minutes yesterday. The Lions could have beat them the way that the Dolphins beat the Broncos last year if they really wanted to. That Cowboys team is just broken. That Cowboys team cannot run the football, like really at all. They cannot run the football, and they have one decent receiver to throw the ball to. That is not a good recipe. Like, their roster is built wrong, and you're not going to fire the general manager. You're not going to fire the quarterback you just got paid. There's only one person left to fire. That person is the head coach. He has been replaced. He just doesn't know it yet.
Isn't this the second time they've been outclassed like that this season? Didn't the Saints walk into Jerry World and smoke them the same way? Like you mentioned, they haven't been outclassed like that. It's been twice this year.
Yeah.
Now, at least with the Lions, I know it's still weird to be a part of this and say, oh, well, the Lions are good. That one you can kind of look past. There is no reason the Saints should have walked into the Jerry's World and cooked them the way they did. I have long thought Mike McCarthy was a bumbling idiot. And frankly, his loss last year to the Packers kind of proves my point. He just kept gobbling up wins against a bad division. Lo and behold, the division's getting better, and suddenly he stinks. Bill Belichick will be the Cowboys coach so fast. So fast. It's going to be the real question will be, do they give him pro personnel control or not? Because that's the only thing left to discuss. He is the coach of the Cowboys at this point.
I have one more coach who got fired yesterday and just doesn't know it. I really wanted things to work for Antonio Pierce, but I'm just not confident that it's going to work for Antonio Pierce. I mean, we can see this coming a mile away, right? The Raiders should be open for business. You know who the Raiders should call to see if they want Max Crosby? They should call the Lions. They should call the Lions right now. You just lost Aiden Hutchinson. You need a pass rusher. We've got a young, available pass rusher, and we would like your first-round pick, and we would like some other things if you would like Max Crosby on your team. They should make that phone call right now. Whatever they are doing right now, stop what you're doing, and I would call the Lions and see if we can get a first-round pick for Max Crosby. I think it's also very clear that Devontae Adams is not playing for them anymore. I know you saw the little sneaky stuff they tried to do. They put it out through Adam Schefter. Well, you know, there's a chance that Devontae Adams might stay in Las Vegas. No, it's not. He's not playing for the Las Vegas Raiders anymore. You guys are trading him at some point between now and November 5th. I know it. You know it. He knows it. And you guys are getting lowballed with offers. Teams are coming into you trying to buy them for 30 cents on the dollar, and you guys are mad. So now you're going to say, well, we might just keep them then. No, you're not keeping them. You're not re-signing them this offseason. His contract expires, and he has value right now. It would be organizational malfeasance if you kept Devontae Adams on this team. You have to trade Devontae Adams at some point between now and then. So Antonio Pierce, I'm telling you, I can see it. I pulled out my crystal ball. Miss Cleo Dot, I've seen it. They fire you, and they bring in a young, hotshot, offensive-minded head coach to go draft their quarterback and start over. You can just see it with the Las Vegas Raiders. I mean, you can just see it. These last 2 weeks, they've just been their losses this season for the Raiders.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
They got blown out at home against Carolina. You should never get blown out by Carolina. I don't care where that game is. They got blown out by Carolina. They got blown out by the Broncos. And they just got blown out by the Pittsburgh Steelers. You can see the 5-12 season just currently loading up for the Las Vegas Raiders. And they're going to be sitting there with the fifth overall pick. And they're going to have a chance to take Quinn Ewers or Shedeur Sanders. And do you want Antonio Pierce coaching and being the coach of your young quarterback? The answer is probably going to be no. So those are three coaches right now. I am telling you, they got fired this past weekend and they just don't know it. The Cowboys have fired their coach, the Eagles have fired their coach, and the Raiders have all made a coaching change, and they just will not announce it until the end of the season.
Can I, any other names? Just those the three. Because I'm curious, where's Kevin Stefanski's name?
You know what, though? I actually did forget one person. Doug Peterson.
Oh, well, yeah.
Peterson got fired, too. There's four coaches that got fired this weekend. Doug Peterson got fired. Now, I actually think if Jacksonville was coming home, I think he would have got fired yesterday. I think he would have got fired. I think he got saved by the fact. Now, if they get handled by New England, that's another bad team that cannot score. If New England beats Jacksonville this weekend, cooked, done, over. He might stay over there. They might take his passport from him. You cannot come back with us. You got to figure your own accommodations. So, no, there's actually four coaches that got fired this weekend. Doug Peterson got fired this weekend. That is an organization that is simply just, they're stuck. And maybe it's not Doug Peterson's fault. Maybe it is Doug Peterson's fault. They are an organization that feels stuck. 2 years ago, they won their division. They beat the Chargers at home. And you felt good about the direction of the Jacksonville Jaguars. And that was the last time that you felt good about Jacksonville. Literally at Arrowhead for the second round of the postseason a couple years ago, that was the last time that any of us felt good about the Jacksonville Jaguars. Since then, they have completely fallen off the rails, and we all know how this goes. Someone has to answer for it. So, no, thank you. I missed one person. My bad. There were four coaches that got fired this weekend. Doug Peterson with the Jacksonville Jaguars, he got fired too. There's no nothing with Jacksonville. There's no spark. There's no energy. There's no hope. There's no direction. Somebody has to answer for that with their job. It's Jacksonville.
Okay, so is it four now? And I don't understand why it's not a five. Kevin Stefanski is coaching the worst quarterback in the NFL. We talked early about how Deshaun Watson, excuse me, Mr. Nasty Man, is awful.
Please call him correctly. He is Mr. Nasty Man.
He is unplayable. The stats back that up. He hasn't thrown for a first down in however many games, which is just mind-boggling from your quarterback. They just lost to the Eagles. No one's talking about it because Sirianni's yelling at fans. But Kevin Stefanski and the Browns are an absolute clown show. How is he not on your list? Because he's the offensive guru, and Deshaun Watson looks like just beyond lost at quarterback.
If you fire Kevin Stefanski, if you choose Kevin Stefanski over Deshaun Watson, you deserve everything bad that happens to you as an organization. I'm serious. You deserve
financially. They have to make that pick, though.
Well,
right?
Okay. You're right. They have to make that decision. You are right. They absolutely have to do it. I'm telling you that all of us see that Kevin Stefanski is not the problem. Their quarterback is the problem. Now, at some point, as the owner, the money is gone. There's nothing you can do about the money you have paid Deshaun Watson. That is what guaranteed means. Guaranteed means It doesn't matter if he throws for 500 yards or 5 yards. You owe him X amount. Well, at least give your team a possibility. Like, teams in the NFL work because you have belief in your system, your structure, and your quarterback. How can you believe in the quarterback right now if you're the Cleveland Browns? If you're the other 52 guys in that locker room, how can you trust that person to be the one that leads you? How can you do it? So maybe the Browns fire Stefanski. Stefanski will be at the top of most of these other teams' lists. You know who should hire Stefanski? The Raiders should then. If you're telling me, I saw what you did in Cleveland when you had last year, they were better when they didn't have Deshaun Watson. When they had Joe Flacco and DTR and all these other guys, they were better. The Raiders should hire Kevin Stefanski then if that happens and pair him with their young quarterback. Whoever they get, Quinn Ewers, Carson Beck, Shedeur Sanders, go get Kevin Stefanski. Tell him we need you. Look at our division now. We've got Andy Reid. We've got Harbaugh. We need somebody like you with a proven track record who can get the most out of their offense. Please come save us. It would be one of the worst decisions if the Browns pick broken Deshaun Watson over Kevin Stefanski.
I don't disagree, but you and I both know how sports works. When there is failure at this level, someone's got to answer for it with their job. That you don't just go to the press conference and say, listen, we came up short, guys. I'm sorry, I don't have to tell you. Time's yours. You pay for it with your job. And ownership at every turn, for reasons beyond understanding, has supported Deshaun Watson. They gave him the contract. They traded for him. They defended his transgressions. They have always defended Deshaun Watson, which, again, boggles the mind. If someone has to pay for it with their job, it feels like it has to be him. I agree with you. Stefanski's a good coach. He will get hired by someone. He will be a coach of the year candidate next year. Hey, you went from the dregs of the league in Cleveland to good in Jacksonville. Congrats on coach of the year. That is a, you know, storyline to watch out for. But someone gets canned when you lose all the time, and the Browns just keep losing.
No, and that's fair. I can't disagree. I can't dispute anything that you're saying. I think we just know enough that is going to be a mistake. I do want to tell you this. Now, I say this all the time. I would not consider myself to be a fan of any one specific NFL team. I just like the league as a whole. The only team I would consider myself to be a fan of is Missouri. Missouri basketball, Missouri football. Sure, I want the Chiefs to win. I want the Chiefs to do well. But it's also just my job. Your fandom just changes over time when that becomes your job. But I will say, Rob, that I have adopted an NFL team this year. Now, it feels good. This might be the earliest I have ever adopted an NFL team. But you know what? I cheer for the Commanders.
Those haters can't stand us. Left hand up. Who are we? The Commanders.
That's who I'm cheering for the rest of the season. I'm Commander Dot from now on. Please refer to me as Commander Dot. I am not Chargers Dot, even though the Chargers look like a playoff team. And I said that at the beginning of the year, and everyone scoffed at me. Oh, you always pick that. They're like a playoff team to me, certainly in the AFC. Find me seven teams that does not include the Los Angeles Chargers. But I would like to officially hand in my transfer papers. I don't want to be Chargers Dot anymore. I want to officially be...
Haters can't stand us. Left hand up. Who are we? The Commanders.
That's who I'm cheering for the rest of the season. So you guys are going to have to accept that. If you call me Chargers Dot, I'm blocking you. It's that simple. I have to block you because that's not my name anymore.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.